Track 4, and now on with the news. Engineer looking for young minds to mentor. I have accumulated a lot of knowledge. I just don't want to see it go to waste. Those are the words of an 80-year-old Bobby Tracy engineer who is looking for an organisation where he can share decades of experience and help inspire the next generation. Stuart Spray has worked as an independent, self-employed engineer for decades, taking on projects ranging from electronics and microprocessors to audio, music and image processing. Now semi-retired, he's hoping to find a local group or organisation where he can use his knowledge to mentor young people and amateur enthusiasts interested in designing, building and experimenting with technology. I've always been an engineer, said Stuart, whose father was a mechanical engineer. I didn't really understand what an engineer was, but because my dad was one, I wanted to be one. Stuart began his working life in 1962 and has since built up a vast range of knowledge and equipment. One organisation that has particularly inspired him is FabLab at Exeter Library, where amateur electronics enthusiasts can meet, design and build projects, experiment with technology and learn new skills. Stuart believes a similar opportunity could benefit people locally, provided it had the right supervision and expertise behind it. He said he would be particularly interested in supporting young people aged 16 and above, as well as amateur enthusiasts who want to learn about electronics, coding, microprocessors, etc. I can teach and I can inspire, he said. Lots of young people have no idea what engineering is. For Stuart, passing on that knowledge has become increasingly important. I have no family, so it's a legacy issue too, he said. He's already demonstrating how his experience can be used to develop new ideas. Most recently, he's been working with NHS in Torbay on technology that could potentially provide an alternative to virtual reality for people who are blind or partially sighted. I have accumulated a lot of knowledge. I just don't want to see it go to waste. There are not a lot of years ahead of me now. That sounds a bit ghoulish, perhaps, but it's the way it is.
Homes targeted in daring nighttime raids. Two Teignbridge homes were broken into in the early hours of the morning while the owners were inside. The first incident in Newton Abbott saw intruders break into a house where a couple were asleep with their nine-month-old baby. In both break-ins, cars were stolen. At Buckland, the stolen car was later recovered nearby, but the roof console had been ripped out, thought to be to disable the tracking system. The car owner said, "These guys were in our house at 2 a.m., whilst me, my wife and our nine-month-old baby were asleep." The same night, a similar incident, which police believe is linked, happened in Dawlish, when thieves broke into the property while the occupants were in bed. They heard a noise and saw torchlight in the hall downstairs. The owner said, "Obviously, this was extremely frightening. We ran downstairs to confront whatever situation we were going to be faced with. This is our home. How dare they think they can just enter and take what they want? The audacity of these vile specimens is just unbelievable. We disturbed them, and by the time we got downstairs, they were already out of the front door in the car and driving away. Had we got downstairs 10 seconds earlier, it could have been a very different story." A police spokesperson said, "Officers were called on Monday, August the 31st, to Fleet Avenue, Newton Abbott, at around 3 a.m. following a report of a burglary and the theft of a car from the driveway. Items stolen included a pram and other baby equipment. On the same night, police were also called to a burglary in Carhay Way, Dawlish, at around 3:30 a.m., during which a car was also stolen. The vehicle stolen in Newton Abbott has since been recovered. The two burglaries and thefts are believed to be linked. officers appealed for anyone with information or dashcam footage to contact police via the website or by calling 101.
History Talk will delve into Dawlish's past. Dawlish historians Jimmy Hill and David Force will be bringing the town's past to life at the Shaftesbury Theatre on Friday, September the 25th, with a light-hearted evening of stories and fascinating facts about days gone by. David, who had a career in Dawlish as an estate agent, has long been fascinated with the town's history and has written a book called Dawlish Through the Ages, The Story of a Seaside Town, as well as two volumes of Eavesdropper, Dawlish Tales from Long Ago. The books are available to buy at Dawlish Museum or Presents in the Strand. As 2026 is the 180th anniversary of the opening of the railway through the town, David will be exploring the benefits it brought to Dawlish. Thanks to Isambard Kingdom Brunel's foresight and engineering brilliance, Dawlish became part of the Victorian rail network in 1846, leading to a huge increase in visitors, along with an expansion in house building and employment. It's a captivating story that still rings true today and will be illustrated with a selection of photos and prints. Jimmy, who is Dawlish born and bred, will take a look back at what the town was like during the 1950s, 60s, 70s and 80s, before the arrival of supermarkets, housing estates and traffic lights. Jimmy has given many talks previously, but for those who have heard him before, this time he has plenty of new illustrated stories, including run-ins with his teachers and the local constabulary. Plenty of laughter is guaranteed. This is the pair's fourth show at the Shaftesbury Theatre. Once again, all proceeds are going to local charities. This year they have chosen Assist Teambridge and Dawlish Action for Youth, both of which do so much for the local community. Tickets are available at £10 from the Shaftesbury Theatre or from the theatre box office.
Inquest opens into death of farm worker. An investigation has been launched after a young farm worker died after being crushed by machinery in a barn. Thomas Dendy, 21, had been working at Shadrach Farm at Berry Pomeroy near Totnes on 30th of April this year. An inquest opened in Exeter and heard that he had not been seen or answered his phone for around 90 minutes, and numerous attempts were made to contact him. Thomas, who lived in Newton Abbot, was located in a barn and had become pinned between a chassis and drawbar of a parked hydraulic trailer. He was freed by emergency crews but died from chest wounds at the scene. Area coroner Nicholas Lane said that a joint police and health and safety executive investigation is underway and a jury inquest will be held later into the work-related death.